Hey, sir, good day.
Hello?
Hey, Sergey there?
Yes, Sergey.
Hey, Sergey, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Doing good?
Good, good. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time, but I kind of wanted to follow up with you on an offer that we sent to the business about 2 weeks ago. Not quite sure if you had a chance to take a look at it or not. It was pre-approval for working capital and equipment financing. And it was actually based on some borrowing you did with GE Capital about a year back, if you recall. And just based on that, we had sent out a pre-approval. I just kind of wanted to circle back with you to see if anything was coming up in the pipeline at all.
Yeah, the thing is, we don't look for purchase anything this year.
We're done
for this year to purchase something. Yeah, but we only one thing. What can be interesting for me to refinance? I have one loan with the GE.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so if I can get lower percent on that, I would try to refinance. That's only thing I would go.
Yeah, of course. That's one. Have you ever? Is it a working capital loan that you have out right now?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's what we do also is working capital loan. Well, what's the loan amount that you have on it?
It's right now it's about 165 or 170. I have to look it up. It's not more than 170,000. 170,000.
All right, 170 max.
Yeah, that's max, and we have right now on that truck it's 8.5%.
Okay, so you're 8.5% at 170,000.
Yeah. The truck was purchased for $218,000, so we paid off. Right now we owe 170.
So it was originally 218, you said?
That was a beginning amount, yeah.
Yeah, and then now
when we purchased. Right now I owe 170.
Now it's around 170, okay, gotcha. And was it a working capital loan or was it an equipment financing loan?
It's equipment financing loan.
Oh, okay, that's why. Gotcha. And you're looking to consolidate that loan?
Well, I have 8.5. On that time, I didn't have a better deal. Right now, we have a couple loans for 3.9% equipment.
Oh, okay. Wow, very good. That's much better.
Yeah. So, on that truck, it's on the, like a different person. Like,
right.
One of my employee.
Yeah.
So I was looking if someone can offer me a better rate on that truck and do refinance, I would go.
So you're trying to refinance the 170,000 that you have left and you want a lower rate than 8.5, you're saying?
Yeah. If it's worth it, you know, because right now I'm already paying 2 years.
Uh-huh.
So first date, the percent was high.
Right.
Percent amount was high. Right now, portion of the percent is lower.
Got it.
So I don't know if it refinance will offer me like only 2% less, it's not worth. No.
Yeah, of course, it has to be a little bit more significant than that.
Yeah. I have to save a lot more than the percent. So.
Yeah, definitely. I don't have percentages right off the bat or anything like that, just because we don't have like certain APRs that we work with. What we end up doing is, okay, so you're looking for 175 or 170, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so say it's 100.
If you can call me with what percent it can do, it's 2015 Peterbilt.
It's a what?
2015 Peterbilt truck.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So percentage-wise, I mean, I won't be able to really give you a number without any information on, like, you know, the business or anything like that. How's your credit?
I think our credit is the best. I don't know what's
good.
Credit, but...
All right, good. So you have really good credit.
And my personal one is over 700, so...
Oh, okay, good. Great. Glad to hear that. How were sales last year, and like, what are you on track for this year?
Sales?
Yeah.
Company? Like, gross?
Yeah, for
that was about 2 million. 2 million.
To last year?
Last year was about 1,800,000. This year, estimate about 2,000,000.
This year, okay, about 2,000,000. Great. Okay, so you fall right about in that ballpark of getting that two. We can even do more than the 170, so we can probably cover you for that 170. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
No, it's half and half with my brother.
Half and half with brother, okay. Oh, I mean, that makes sense, right? It's called Brothers Transport. Okay.
Yeah.
And have you already looked into financing in order to consolidate that loan that you had?
No, not yet. I was looking a lot because
okay.
The truck is under my employee, and I have already three loans with Chase right now for 3.9%.
They're three separate loans?
Three separate loans. Yeah, I'm owning three trucks more, so we basically have four trucks. That one truck is under 8.5.
Uh-huh.
Other three is under 3.9, yeah.
Under 3.9. Okay, gotcha. And then with the ones with Chase, how much is on those loans? What did you take out, and what's left on those?
Oh, those loans about right now we owe them about 500,000. So
all together,
three trucks. Yeah.
Okay, and how much was each loan when you took it out? You said that you did three loans.
Yeah, one is about 200,000. Another is 180.
Uh-huh.
And third one is 130.
And around 130, okay. And then you owe about...
Yeah, but those trucks are all brand new, like 1 year old.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Two of them is 2016, 2017, and 2015. So.
Gotcha. And what are the... what's the payments that you're making on all these?
Let's say 3,850 multiply... 3 plus all my trucks are about 15,000 per month.
15?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but that's for all three on that one loan, right? On
all
the
four,
three loans?
All four.
Okay, we're all four is 15. Okay, gotcha. All four is 15 a month. And how long is the terms on these?
With G, I have 6 years. With Chase, 5 years, so.
Chase 5 years, other one 6 years, okay. And let's see here, we got these loans. And we're looking to do 170. Got it. Okay, so what we require, in order for me to just give you hard numbers, I won't be able to give you hard numbers, obviously, until I have a little bit more information. But what we do is we take a look at the most recent tax return for the business, and we take a look at the last 6 month bank statements just to, you know, make sure that it's all positive and you're good to go. And there's a one page application, obviously, just with your name and the business name and whatever. And from there, I submit that to the underwriters, and then within 24 hours, they get back to me and they can give me options, payment options and terms and different rates and things like that for you to look at. Obviously, none of that. It's all free of charge. And then from there, you could make a decision whether you want to do it or not.
Okay. Yeah.
What's a good email for you? I can just shoot over the information.
It is Brothers Transport LLC.
Brothers Transport LLC.
@yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. All right, I'll go ahead and shoot over that information to you within the next few minutes, and then whenever you can gather those documents or whatever, shoot them over to me, and then from there, I'll get you an answer within 24 hours.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, Sergey, I'll follow back up with you, all right?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
No problem, man. Take care.